piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
Well, it's the morel season.
I am so happy that morels are here.
Everyone is. Everyone who's ever eaten a morel is happy and delighted because they're fun to hunt and pick. And then what you get to do with them is terrific.
Yes, but instead of hunting and picking them myself, I go to the farmer's market. Farmer's markets throughout the area now have morel mushrooms. I would much rather go down there and buy a pound or so and cook with them. I just love to sauté them, John. A very simple thing, sauté the morels in butter, add a splash of sherry, and then cook it off. Morels and sherry go together very well.
Yeah.
Bit of salt and pepper. You can serve it over toast points or add a splash of cream. Serve it by itself in a dish as an appetizer. You could add a little bit more liquid to the cream and turn it into a pasta sauce. Add a little bit more liquid like chicken stock and you've got a soup. They're highly versatile.
In times of great bounty, I've just sat and eaten sautéed morels out of a bowl.
And they make a great accompaniment if you have a small amount to go with a chicken breast or a steak. They're so meaty. They have this wonderful meaty flavor.
It's kind of umami. What's your actual favorite?
Way of doing it?
Yeah.
I have several. One thing I really love to do, which is very easy, is morel mac and cheese.
Really?
Yes, very easy. The trick here is to use a lot of morels and to not use as much cheese as you would, say, in a traditional mac and cheese. I would say about half as much. Make sure that the cheese that you use or a combination of cheeses that you use are not going to dominate. So I would avoid a sharp cheddar. I'd avoid feta. I'd avoid anything strong. For morels, what really goes well is a Swiss Gruyere because it's got a nuttiness to it and an Italian fontina. They both complement morels very nicely. A bit of Parmesan if you want to sprinkle it on top to get a bit of browning for your mac and cheese. You will sauté morels in butter. And I also like to combine it with leeks. I will dice up some leek and then I will sauté some leek in butter as well. And then I'll make a white sauce, a bechamel, with butter and flour, make a roux, and then add milk to that. It becomes a white sauce. Now, if you want it richer, you can always use half milk, half and half. Or you could use 2/3 milk, 1/3 heavy cream. It depends on how rich you want it. Yes. So you have your white sauce. Make sure you add a bit of nutmeg and cayenne to the white sauce. Give it a little bit
of
character.
A scratch of nutmeg.
Yes, a scratch of nutmeg. Take it off the heat and you add your cheese and stir it and melt it. Then you add your morels and your leeks. See, I would use a pound of morels to about a half pound of cheese and I would say 3 cups of milk cream, whatever. 8 ounces of elbow macaroni or whatever small macaroni you like.
One of the things I noticed about your recipe is that you didn't want to try to do the whole thing of elbow macaroni.
No, if you have too much macaroni, then it's just going to soak up all the sauce. You want the sauce to be really creamy. You have a suspension of macaroni within the sauce and your morels and everything else, and then put it into a buttered dish. I like to put panko crumbs on top, the Japanese really crunchy crumbs, and I just mix it with a bit of melted butter and then sprinkle it on top. If you want to add some Parmesan cheese to that, a tablespoon or so, not much, you could add that. And then typically a dish like that would cook at 375 degrees for 35 to 45 minutes until it's nice and bubbly and then crusty on top. And also, you can assemble a dish like this hours ahead and get it in the refrigerator. And then when you want to cook it for dinner, bring it out of the refrigerator. And while the oven is preheating, it'll sort of come partially to room temperature. Then you put it in the oven and you bake it. Serve it with a green salad. That's your dinner.
Yes. And what a dinner it would be, too. You did mention one thing. Be sure when you're looking for your mushrooms, the market.
Oh, yes. Try to find a seller that will sell it by weight and will have a scale so you know exactly how much you're getting. There are many sellers that will have the morels in baskets of different sizes, and you have no idea what you're actually paying for. But if you can find a seller with a scale there, selling it by the pound, that will be your best deal.
another really good deal for you is to come back next week for
the food guys. Guys.